Welcome back. 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday afternoon, I'm joined by Kelly Riddell, Washington Times national security reporter. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Andy.
IRS employs former cop convicted of FBI snooping. That's the headline in today's Washington Times. And the IRS already has enough problems. Now this?
I mean, it's unbelievable. You'd think out of all of the employees out there, all the people who want and need jobs in America, that they could find somebody without a criminal background.
Yeah. So who is this employee in question?
This employee, his name, his full name is Mohammed Wes Razul. At the IRS, he's known as Wes Russell. He changed his name. He was a former Fairfax County police officer who is Muslim and worked outreach for the Fairfax County Police Department. He attended a mosque, a known terrorism cell of a mosque, and made some friends there, and was ultimately what he says was used by them to kind of go in to and use his police connections and go search databases to see if they were on the terror watch list.
All right, and this got him in trouble because in the process he interrupted an FBI sting?
He foiled an FBI counterterrorism probe, a huge one actually, one that they were trying to seek down Anwar Awlaki, who we all know now was killed by a drone strike in Yemen, but was on the FBI's most wanted list. And one of the men who attended his mosque was a close friend to Anwar Awlaki and thought he was being tailed by the FBI. And he asked Wes Russell to look into it for him, and he did.
Mm-hmm. And then the FBI, they figured that now we've got to find out who ratted us out.
Well, they didn't know where the mole came from. They know that when they went in for their sting, this friend was already dressed in destroying evidence. And so they knew that they had a mole somewhere. And so they traced it back to Wes Razul. And in 2007 confronted him and said, hey, did you talk to this friend who tipped and tip him off? And he said, no, I have no idea who this person is. I have absolutely no clue who this person is. And what he didn't realize was the FBI was intercepting all of the phone calls of this suspect. And so they had him on record. And then when they played the phone call back to him, he said, oh, yeah, I guess I did do that. But I didn't know he was a terror suspect, and I didn't know this was an FBI probe.
Mm-hmm. But now the other part of that is you say that he was checking a database that mm-hmm. was a violent crime and terrorist list. Why was he doing that?
Well, he was doing that because, in post 9/11 America, there was a lot of, he felt like Muslims were being unfairly treated by law enforcement officials. And so he wanted to go into that database to check and see if his name was on this, violent crime offender list or any of his friends' names were there. And at the time in the court records, he said he was only doing this just to see that no one was unfairly put on that list.
Mm-hmm. But he really wasn't supposed to access it.
Oh, no. It was completely unauthorized just to go through and check names out.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then he was arrested and charged with what? Tampering with an investigation or accessing the database illegally?
Accessing the database illegally. And that's what he – and then and since he admitted and he pled that way, he was put on 2 years probation and he was asked to retire from the Fairfax County.
Okay, I was going to ask you whether he was
yes.
fired or resigned.
Yeah, well, it's politics there. Yeah. And so, yeah, he lost his job, let's just say that much.
Okay, now what happened to the suspect that he had tipped off?
The suspect that terrorism case, according to people very close to that investigation, it really kind of ruined that counterterrorism investigation. The man that was his friend that he tipped off he did get convicted on immigration charges, which are not terrorism charges,
yeah,
as
right.
we all know, and deported.
Uh-huh.
So he's still at large.
Uh-huh.
But not in America, which is a good thing, but still not what the feds wanted.
Yeah. All right, so now here's Russell without a job, all right, mm-hmm. changes his name to Russell.
Reinvents himself.
Applies to the IRS and gets the job.
Gets the job, goes back to school and gets the job.
Okay. Do we know who was responsible for making the final decision to hire this individual? And does that person still work for the IRS?
You know, if the IRS was only a little bit more transparent, I think, you know, they'd be more forthcoming with those answers. Unfortunately, the only thing the IRS said was that they performed background checks on all of the individuals that work there, and that was all they could tell me because of the Privacy Act and protecting their employees. But we have to assume he went through a background check, and I mean, you would hope that this would come out in a background check, but.
Well, we've seen evidence that background checks made by the government aren't exactly on the up and up sometimes. All you have to do is look to a couple of recent incidents, the Navy Yard shootings being one of them.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Edward Snowden, a contractor that, you know, that's another one. And then we just did a story on Christian Marone at DHS, who had a questionable background, and that was flagged in the background check, and kind of it was glossed over and looked over by. So it really leads government watchdogs to ask the question, who hired him? What connections were pulled here? Because if anyone else were to apply to this job, it's not so easy. And how would somebody with his background get in that position?
You know, it's really scary. You have to think that if one individual got by the background check, there are others working in our government.
That's what, you know, you want to believe that the federal government is more sophisticated. It's more of a house of cards type of thing. But, you know, if things like this can slip through, it's just negligence.
Yeah. Folks, if you haven't read the story, please read it. IRS employees, former cop convicted of FBI snooping. It's front page of today's Washington Times and online at WashingtonTimes.com. And it's by Kelly Riddell. Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
1251, 1260, WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.